Hello and welcome to Jumpstart Now, the only show that teaches you how to jumpstart a business with just R1,000. Now, one man's trash can be another man's treasure. Today, Ike is going to show us how he jumpstarted his business by taking, yes, trash and turning it into good money. Let's see how he jumpstarted this business. Right, so Ike, thank you once again for letting us into your business. Yeah, you've got quite an interesting story with regards to your life. You were quite an athlete.
Yeah.
You moved from soccer to dancing to bodybuilding. Take me through those years.
As a young boy, I liked soccer, and then kileka yakalodlala soccer, and then from school, ngisaphatha lady trip anyway. Sa school and ngitsama mahala.
That's nice.
Tripping, and then kalodlala soccer up to kieko Kaizer Chiefs, young, by then by Vita Young Chiefs.
Okay.
In under 14, I played there, and then I moved to Chiefs in Nikile under Dr. Kumalo.
Okay.
Pro Kumalo. So I moved from Chiefs to Vets. From Vets, there was this thing, you know, injuries and all this thing. I battle robot.
So that's where you ended
that's
your soccer career.
That's why I ended my career.
Okay.
Soccer career, anyway. And then I moved to dancing, and then I got dancing, and then my partner was so heavy.
Was your partner heavy. Too heavy, or you didn't have the muscles?
I had the muscles, but not to...
To pick her up?
Yeah. So the instructor and then Abang advised her to go to the gym and pick up my muscles for arms. And so that's when it started. Then kaya coaching, then kileka thola the good trainers, the instructor for the gym, and then bample laho where to start now. So I fell
to
in
get you into bodybuilding.
To get into not that bodybuilding exactly, but to pick up those muscles then about like to pick up
for the dancing. Okay.
Yeah. I fell in love with bodybuilding, and then I started there.
Because you're quite the sportsman.
I started there, and then I became a bodybuilder, and in 6 months' time, I was a champ.
In 6 months'
time.
Sure.
Total by Nihobanale, 5 years. And but because of Kibileka Tola, a good guidance. And then, as a sportsman, a good athlete, I never used drugs, I never used anything like body substances. So. Yeah, Tomara, the love of bodybuilding.
But then tragedy struck soon
struck
after
that. Soon after that, yeah.
When what happened?
I struck by meningitis, but it came as a shock to me because of Ikileka Tsela Engwe. Kibileka Banale dizziness from that dizziness, and then I closed my eyes. Then, you know, that dizziness, I couldn't see anything.
Wait,
so that's when
blind?
I go blind, totally blind. I go to the hospital. Then that's when the doctor said I have a meningitis, but meningitis, unknown meningitis. They still have to
discover exactly what it is.
So I stayed there about 2.5 years. After the meningitis, it struck me, and then I couldn't move. My legs, I couldn't move anything. They told me that I won't see again. If I see, I will see partially, and then I'll never walk again in my life. But I had to prove them wrong, you know, as a bodybuilder, and then somebody, maybe it's an angel or something, came to me and said to me, if you can crawl, you can walk. So I started there. After 2.5 years, I started there, and then that's when the business dustbin, because I want to move. I want something to move. They give me a wheelchair.
But how long did it take you to start walking from the time when they said you won't walk to the time that you were up again on your feet? How long was that period for?
About 4 years.
Sure.
About 4 years. I struggled for 4 years from 1999 to 2003. It was so painful for me, but I told myself that
you're going to get up and walk. And here you are today, You've now jump-started a whole business where you are recycling.
Yeah.
How did it come that, I know you've got many other businesses.
Yeah.
You're one person that really wants to jump-start a lot of things.
Yeah.
You've got a pool table where people come in, they pay money to play a game.
Yes.
You've got a popcorn machine.
Mm.
You sell cigarettes as well. But I'm more interested in this business.
In this one.
Where did this start?
This one started when... I don't know how to put it, but when I started this, I'm an artist, in fact. So I wanted the material from the recycling materials to start my own business of doing the art things and, you know...
Some kind of artwork and
artworks and
art,
yeah,
okay.
You know, because of exactly what I'm doing exactly. I'm doing the sculptures, so the wooden sculptures. So I was in short of the wood. It's from outside the country,
okay.
Zimbabwe, and I couldn't get that anymore. So I started to look around, and then the business started. And
how does this business help you with your everyday living?
It helps me a lot. To put food in the table anyway, and then I have youngsters, you know, and then the little guy wants to. He's still in a crèche, and I had to.
It takes care of the family.
Then my brothers. And then I have a lot of people that are looking at you.
Yeah. Yes.
So I have to. Mm. In the morning when I wake up, I think of them.
You need to make a plan.
I need to.
So. How much did you need to start this business?
A lot of money. I think I need something like 250,000.
But for you to do it the way you've been doing it now.
Yeah.
Did it cost you anything to get a trolley? To get.
It's only a trolley because I bought a trolley, 100 rand. It's only that, and then more thing. It's my energy.
More than anything.
To go there and collect, but I don't go around and collect in the streets. I go to the taverns, and then they bring it. Some people, they bring it.
Mm, so you've established that kind of relationship with people
yeah.
So that they can bring you all the recyclable goods.
Yeah.
Where do you see this business in the next 2-5 years?
If I can see myself hire 200 people at least, then to have my own plant, That's more I want.
That's where you're looking to go. You are doing a phenomenal job. I think your story is very touching and very inspiring that people really can do anything that they want to do.
So this is what you will need to jumpstart your waste business. A trolley to collect the waste will cost you 100 rands. A concrete bin to break the glass in will cost you 150 rands. And lastly, lots of energy to get the job done.
And that was Ike showing us how he jump-started his recycling business, a man who was told that he would never walk again, and here he is showing us how he is, that he's actually leaping. Thank you for joining us on Jumpstart. Until next time, goodbye.